This weekend is the one-year anniversary of a storm that caused severe flooding in southeast Wisconsin. Evan Casey has more on how that disaster is still impacting residents and what's being done to prevent future floods.
James Moore will never forget August 9th of last year. His wife woke him up in the middle of the night. There was water rushing into the basement of their Wauwatosa home.
So by the time I got up and went and looked, it was like at least waist high, right? And then she said, "We're being flooded." And I walk outside and there's water everywhere.
Moore went out to his front porch. The Menominee River was now flowing across his street.
And the water tip kept getting higher and higher and higher. It stopped raining, then the water went down, then it stopped back to raining, and it just got worse.
The storm dropped between 6 and more than 12 inches of rain across 4 counties. One spot in the city of Milwaukee got nearly 15 inches of rain within 24 hours, a new state record. Steve Avaris is a state climatologist.
And this is what you'd expect from a hurricane near the Gulf Coast, not in the southern Wisconsin.
Kevin Schaefer is the executive director of the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District.
And there was water everywhere. Streets were flooded, basements were flooded, overflows were occurring, our system got flooded out.
The nonprofit Impact 211 was tasked with collecting damage reports. They received over 26,000. Some of the hardest hit areas were in neighborhoods with high rates of poverty. Bob Waite is with the nonprofit.
What is really significant about this particular event is how it really impacted households that were already really struggling.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency responded, giving more than $208 million to nearly 37,000 households. Eric Truss lives in Wauwatosa. He and his wife received around $20,000 from FEMA. He says that helped pay for an estimated $85,000 to $100,000 in damages. But
that didn't even cover a quarter of it when it comes down to it.
Truss said repair work in his basement was only recently completed.
We drained our savings, and then we had to take out, we each took loans out of our 401ks.
Colette Anderson of Milwaukee took off 2 weeks from work to clean up the mess in her flooded basement.
It was like a full-time job, and every day I had somebody different coming over to help me throw out stuff or take stuff to a dumpster.
While residents received help from FEMA, the agency denied the state's request for public aid. That's left some local governments on the hook for repairs for infrastructure like roads and buildings. Greg Engel is the administrator of Wisconsin Emergency Management.
So we were disappointed that we didn't get approved. I'm not gonna lie about that. But you know, we move on, and we do have state disaster assistance funding available for some of those costs for those local governments.
In the wake of the disaster, officials in the region are looking to ways to prevent flooding in the future. That's as the state's climate is becoming warmer and wetter. Schaefer says the wastewater treatment facility is accelerating nearly $100 million in flood management projects that will add 220 million gallons of stormwater storage to the region.
So the goal is to have these facilities built so when this next storm comes, there's at least some place for some of this water to get to.
While local government is working to prevent flooding in the future, residents affected by last year's storm are still dealing with the past. Colette Anderson says a year after the flood, she gets worried when a storm is on the way.
It makes me nervous when it rains, if I'm being honest, but I know I've done all the things I can do as a precaution. After that, I have no fight for Mother Nature and what comes from that sky.
But just in case, she had her basement renovated with floodwaters in mind. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.